Let us pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we are pleased to come into your presence today and to glorify both your name and the name of Christ your Son. We come in humility as we reflect on Jesus' determination, compassion, and his willingness to lay down his life that we ourselves may live. We come as we are, in our human frailty and weakness, with our questions and doubts, our anxieties and our concerns. Still coming to terms with this pandemic and the events of the last 12 months. Further words of Christ are gently heard. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for all that we receive in and from your Son, Jesus Christ, that from this divine seed that fell to the ground, such new life and fruit have come. Grant us, we pray, blessing and inspiration as we worship you this day. Open our eyes that we might truly behold the one whom you have glorified and in whose name we pray, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Collect for this fifth Sunday in Lent, Passion Sunday. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The set psalm today is the 51st psalm, and it seems right and apt to use it as our prayer of confession. Let us pray. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence, and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. A moment of silence. The Lord is compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in mercy. This is what the scriptures proclaim. God's words of grace are ever spoken to those who truly repent. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. We turn now to our second hymn from Singing the Faith 424, once again a hymn that offers affirmation of the forgiveness of our sins. God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name.